A year ago on Breakfast, we brought you a story about the plight of an outback Queensland community and its local GP who was retiring after more than 30 years. Charleville, with a population of about 3,500 people, was facing the very real prospect of having no local doctor. And that's when the Royal Flying Doctor Service decided to explore the possibility of opening its first GP clinic. 12 months on, history will be made today when the Flying Doctor officially opened its first permanent doctor's surgery. Nino DiMarco is the CEO of the Royal Flying Doctor Service. He'll be flying, how else, to Charleville this afternoon to be a part of the formalities. Nino, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
What does this mean for the residents of Charleville?
Well, essentially, Fran, as you said in the introduction, without a GP in Charleville, and Chester was the last remaining GP, the difficulty for Charleville would be they wouldn't have a doctor, having health services basically start to diminish in a town like Charleville really is the start of the decline of a town. So we were really keen to sort of find a way to keep GP practice in town.
And how have you done that? I mean, it's unusual for the Flying Doctor Service to have a GP clinic, but how did you manage to attract a doctor to Charleville when so many towns find it so impossible?
It is difficult. There's no doubt about it. I think in going through this whole process, one of the things that we've learned through it is people do want to work for the RFDS, and I think we're very fortunate to find a doctor. His name's Stephen Whiting. He's come. He's got a family. He's going to settle in the community. He's already there. The practice has been opened, and the traction in the discussions I've had with Stephen has been really around the fact that. To work for the RFDS in a GP practice, a GP can come and work and do the work of a GP, and all the rest of the business of running a practice is left to the RFDS.
Mm.
And I think that makes a difference. Plus, I think the opportunity to really be part of the RFDS family, if you like, so that he's not a doctor working in isolation, he's working within a community of doctors within the RFDS, I think has made a difference as well.
You really see, it makes it seem like a much more attractive model. Is it going to be a model that the RFDS expands upon? Are you planning this for other towns? Because there are other towns in a similar position.
We keep getting asked that, and I guess right now what we're trying to do is really get this bank model up and running. Encouraged by the first day of bookings, we're almost booked out on the first day on Tuesday.
I'm sure.
So I think as the model develops, if we can see that the model can be replicated in different areas of the state, I think we'll continue to look at that.
It's a departure from your basic mission statement. It's a Royal Flying Doctor Service. It's a fly in, fly out to remote places to help people who can't get access or can't get to hospital or medical services who need it. So it's a real departure for the Royal Flying Doctor Service. Are you worried that it might diminish over time your brand and your mission statement?
Look, I don't think so. The ultimate vision that the Reverend John Flynn had over 85 years ago is really to fill the void and provide health services into communities. The way that was seen to be able to be met was really to use aircraft to overcome the tyranny of distance. These days, that's still a very, very important part of what we do. But the reality is that there are new ways of delivering health services. And ultimately, what we're trying to do is really provide equity of access. So people that live in rural communities can get the same sort of health care that people that live in the cities do. So whether that's setting up a GP practice, whether it's setting up a mobile dental unit, or whether it's technology to deliver that service, it's really just different means to achieve the same aim.
And how much support, given that you're doing work that would have to, well, would be a problem for any state government and federal government too, ultimately, I suppose. Are you getting support and funding for this from governments? How is this being funded?
I have to really acknowledge the tremendous support of the Murway Shire Council, the mayor, and their CEO. We sat down with them over a year ago, as you said, with Chester, and the council has provided the premises and provided some generous support in the setup of the practice.
Mm.
There isn't any government funding. So essentially this really has to stand on its own two feet, but I think with the support of the council, the community, at this stage, we're very hopeful.
Have you got lots of communities knocking on your door?
That is a problem. Yeah. And what we're trying to do is manage expectations. The reality is, like any new business venture, if you like, we need to get this up and running. We need to make sure that it works. We need to demonstrate that, it's viable, and also learn as we go through that, just like any business, really. But we're hopeful that if this does work, as we expect it to, that there's opportunities to, do more of it.
Well, good luck with it. I hope it goes well, because as you say, I'm sure that the expectations are large, but the need is also huge. So let's hope it works. Nino, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Ryan.
Nino DiMarco, CEO of the Royal Flying Doctor Service, and the Charleville GP service run by the RFDS is now up and running.